Our next case is case 10-1548, the Dries Company et al. Versus the Hamilton Township, Ohio et al. Justice McGee Brown has recused from this matter, and in her place will be Justice Frank Celebrezze from the 8th District Court of Appeals. Welcome, Judge Celebrezze. Mr. Miller.
Madam Chief Justice, may it please the court, Charles Miller with Keating, Muthee & Kleekamp. Here with me today at the council table is Joe Trout, my partner, who will be handling the rebuttal, along with Pete Aiken of Aronoff, Rosen & Hunt. We are here today on behalf of the Home Builders Association of Greater Cincinnati, the Dries Company, Fisher Group, John Henry Homes, and Charleston Single Family Homes. Now, there are four issues that we've raised against the township's impact fee, any one of which would result in it being disallowed. The first one is that the impact fee ordinance actually imposes a tax. The revenues that are collected to be spent elsewhere in the township, anywhere in the township that the township desires, with no direct benefit or no interest in tying the benefit back to the fee payer. They are to make other improvements. And if you read the resolution itself, it says that even if a builder was to make improvements to the township infrastructure to offset their own impact, they would not get a credit for that. So they have to make, and the township can require them to make those improvements. So they can require them to put in a turn lane, and they still have to pay the full fee because the full fee goes elsewhere.
Council, was there any study that preceded the adoption of the resolution in terms of determining what these additional residences contribute to the use of these facilities to sort of tie it all together?
There was a study that was designed that was a question of what the township would want itself to look like 20 or 30 years down the road, what additional infrastructure would be needed for the township to look like that, and then how much that would cost. Now, what was not done in the study was it was not anything was done to make sure to tie back the improvements that were being made to the actual individual that was paying the fee. In the township here.
So if we erect a house at 123 Main, whatever the street might be, there's no study that indicates what that one additional residence is going to contribute to the use and the deterioration or the need for additional improvements. Is that
they have done a study that to kind of come up with that number. And this is coming to this court on summary judgment. There has been, at this time, no kind of discovery into the validity of that. So, to the extent that there is a question that has to be addressed with that, there is potential for remand.
Is the study in the record?
The study is in the record. But again, what it doesn't show that house that's being built at that Main Street, that the improvement that it's funding is going to benefit that house. And the township has recorded lien affidavits under section 709.023, which is a provision that allows a township to still collect real estate property taxes on property that's been annexed into municipalities. So under that context, they're saying it's a tax. Even at this court, they are admitting that the benefit that's being generated from these fees is a benefit to the public at large, a general benefit. They said in their briefing here at page 41 that, and I'm quoting, if there can be said to be a benefit to the general public of the impact fee, it is that the public does not suffer decreased services as a result of new development, although merely maintaining the status quo is not ordinarily regarded as a benefit. Well, if that's true, if maintaining the status quo is not a benefit, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And so if And certainly there's no special benefit that's being conferred upon the fee payer. These are general infrastructure improvements that they're making. They're collecting from a fee payer that's next, a development that's next to a park, and they're going to use that money to build a park somewhere else.
They were to restructure this statute or this ordinance to say that this fund can only be used on roads in this development or sewers in this development, would that cure that first issue?
That would cure this issue, the tax issue. I mean, I think it would still have some other issues that we'll address an amendment, but
so your
amendment.
Your main argument is that by generally designated as a general use, it creates it, it converts it into a tax rather than a special fund?
Yes, Your Honor. Okay. And, you know, the township at the initial briefing at the trial court really never squarely addressed this tax issue until actually post-argument. We had a post-argument briefing. But most importantly, in the briefing before that, before they really focused on this tax issue, they kind of made even a bigger admission, which was in their reply in their motion for summary judgment on page 7. They wrote, the impact fee will fund projects which will benefit existing residents. So it's an outright admission. And these residents will see the current level of service maintained despite increased growth to the area. The existing level of use of these facilities will remain constant for all residents. So it's a general benefit. And then what they say is it's this consistency for all residents is the benefit that they're attributing to the payer. So maintaining service for everyone, level service for everyone, is a benefit that they're saying is really conferred upon the payer. Well, it's a benefit for everybody. And, you know, what they want to say is that because it's not raising the level of service, it's preventing it from going down, it's somehow not a benefit for all. Well, you know, a rising tide raises all boats, and a level tide keeps all boats at the even keel. And so they are placing the burden upon the payer here to fund improvements across the township as a whole. And there is no provision in here to allow for funding from other mechanisms. And so, you know, it is possible that all future capacity expanding improvements will be funded this way. And when they build these lanes of travel,
yes, Council, I was going to ask if, on this point, if the idea of fees being refunded if they're not used, being refunded to the people paying the fees, has that ever been done, to your knowledge?
There have been a couple refunds that have been made here, but it's only because somebody didn't actually go through and build the property. And all of this money that's been generated over the last 3 years is sitting in an escrow fund. The township doesn't want to spend it so that if they have to pay it back, they can pay it back.
Now, they maintain that they have, this is a one-time charge, that they've segregated into accounts that are used for construction of roads, police, fire, and it's kind of hard to fund a police department and say, okay, you're only going to serve this little portion, so I can understand that, you know, but they're saying the fire, you're going to need more fire, you're going to need more police, so they're saying it's very limited, it's not used for, you know, county government or other functions. It's very narrowly limited to the support system that will help that section. So they say that cures the issue. What's your response to that? You're saying it's for a general use, but they've put it in special funds, and they have very limited reasons for what it can be used.
Okay, well, the first issue raised is it's a one-time fee. There are lots of one-time taxes. When I stayed at the hotel last night, I paid a bed tax. That's a one-time tax. Sales taxes are one-time taxes. Excise taxes are taxes. So the fact that it's a one-time event doesn't render it not a tax. Now, with respect to the issue of they've put it into limited funds, you know, the cases that we've cited from across the country, and I'll focus for a moment on one from Ohio, which is the American landfill case from the Sixth Circuit. You know, I think really states this directly, which is that it's a question of how the funds are going to be spent, not whether they're in segregated accounts. So if they're being spent for the general benefit, then it's a tax. And here, you know, again, when you're making infrastructure, when you're building infrastructure, as you said, it's infrastructure that's going to be used for everyone. And so, you know, there is no nexus there. And as far as whether
let me clarify that. Okay, you have a police department has 5 people serving this area.
Correct.
You're going to have this whole new development. You're going to need to add a 6th person to the police department. So you use a special fund to benefit the 6th person, but the sixth person serves everybody. Is that what you're saying is general use?
That is general use. And Your Honor, I think that kind of the clever thing that the township done here, which is what I don't think that they should be allowed to get away with in this court, is they've turned the focus away from benefit. If you all the case law from this court, going all the way back to the Cincinnati versus Redinger case, talks about the benefit. Who's receiving the benefit from this? And so, you know, the benefit is by everyone. They want to switch it around and say, well, who is causing the need for this additional service? And, you know, that is not anywhere in the case law. It's not, you know, it's not why do you think that you need this? It's who's receiving the benefit. And that gets back to my Tide issue. If they stayed at five police cruisers, you know, the service for everyone is affected. If they add that six, the service for everyone is affected. Whether it's going up, down, staying the same,
so
doesn't matter.
How do they deal with growth if you can't do this? How do you deal with growth? You tax everybody?
Well, you
raise taxes for everybody because you're having a development go in? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you can raise taxes for everybody. Remember, they're getting a lot more taxes because we're taking, you know, unproductive farmland that's taxed very low. We're you know, putting 200 homes on there. They're getting, you know, extra, you know, $6,000 per unit. So they're getting additional, or is the taxes that we're paying. Yeah, so there's taxes there. They have all other alternatives as well. You know, they can create a joint economic development district, as they're doing here, to actually replace a portion of this fee. They can, you know, they can charge use taxes for EMS runs. They can charge use taxes for parks. They charge a use tax for EMS runs.
Council, who pays this tax or this fee?
The fee is paid by the property owner.
The property owner
at the time of application for the zoning certificate. So it's usually going to be the one that's actually building the property.
So it could be the developer, or it could be an individual that is erecting a piece of property that they've owned for years. I mean, erecting a home on a piece of property they've owned for years. Is that true?
That is correct, Your Honor.
So when it's the developer, do they pass those costs on to the home buyer?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to do, especially in this current market. And there's a township, you know, a couple miles away that are building houses. So it's kind of difficult to charge more for one than the other. So, you know.
What is the fee?
The fee per residence is $6,250 per residence. For other type of uses, it is based upon a 100,000 square footage. You know, turning briefly to the conflict issue, you know, the conflict here with respect to, you know, assuming that it's not a tax, they still can't do this because there's a conflict. And the conflict is that the revised code says that the townships shall use certain funding, for example, road improvements. They can do assessments, which again, they could assess the new property, to answer your question, Justice Lanzinger. They can assess properties abutting the improvement, within a half mile of the improvement, or within 1 mile based upon benefit. So, you know, they can do a benefit levy, but it has to be within 1 mile. And it has to be all properties that are benefited, not just the new ones. They can also impose tax levies. But what they are arguing is because the revised code says that they have the permission to do A, B, C, and D, they want to infer that they can do E through Z. And that's just not the case. You know, the revised code grants these things. They say, you know, when they use the term may, it's permissive. You may do these things. You don't have to. But it doesn't give the township the permission to do something else. And most importantly, it does say that, particularly with the road improvements, they shall use one of those options. But before I reserve the rest of my time for rebuttal, I just want to hit two of our other issues. One is that to the extent that they're regulating anything, because to be a fee, it has to be a regulatory fee, that would be in violation of their prohibition on subdivision regulations. They cannot do subdivision regulation, which would be this. And the creation of an impact fee district, like a road district, park district, special improvement district, which is another thing that they could do, Your Honor. They could direct a special improvement district. These things are all part of the structure of government. And by altering the structure of government, that is, again, another prohibition that they're not allowed to do. And I will reserve the remaining of my time for rebuttal.
Thank you. Mr. Weisenfelder.
Chief Justice O'Connor, may it please the court, counsel. I'm Will Weisenfelder. I represent Hamilton Township. Seated with me at council table is Warren Ritchie, co-counsel and law director for the for Hamilton Township. The issue before this court, succinctly, is does Hamilton Township as a limited home rule township, have the authority to enact an impact fee. The trial court reviewed this matter and determined that it did. The 12th District Court of Appeals reviewed that decision and determined that it did. We're here today before this court to ask the court to affirm that decision. There are three points that I'd like to discuss that were touched upon by opposing counsel. First, there is no conflict between the resolution and the revised code. The briefing is kind of muddied and perhaps at times somewhat esoteric in terms of the conflict analysis. I believe the trial court cut through it, and while we don't necessarily agree with what the trial court ultimately, how it applied it, it's an academic point. The trial court found that a general law was any enactment by the Ohio General Assembly. But taking that and then comparing the resolution to the cited revised code sections, the trial court found there was no conflict.
And well, we believe, so before we get to a conflict, don't we have to determine that whether or not this is a fee or a tax? And when does a fee become a tax, in your view?
If it's a fee, then obviously it should be upheld. We don't contest the fact that what 50404 says, that the limited home rule township does not have the authority to enact a tax unless granted authority by the General Assembly. But our position is this is not a tax. It does not have the indicia of tax. And while you might pull one particular component out and it might give the appearance of a tax, that's not what this court decided in Withrow. You have to consider the whole thing, and it has to be decided.
In your view, what would make it a tax, or I guess, as in arguing it the other way, what makes it a fee and not a tax? The essence of it.
May I answer your first question first?
Either one.
All right, and I will get to both. What would make this fee a tax? If the monies that were generated from the impact fee were placed into the general revenue of the township and used to pay administrative expenses, to pay salaries, to pay health benefits, to pay expenses of the township. That clearly, and I believe the case law, wherever you are, whatever jurisdiction, whether it's in Ohio or across the country, that would defeat it as a fee, that would be a tax. In this case, that's not the issue. I mean, well, that's not a point, because careful consideration was taken to set aside and establish four separate accounts. There's a road account, there's a police account, there's a fire account, and there's a parks account. Money is set aside and it's placed in each of those accounts based upon the allocation according to the standard in the impact fee plan. That money stays in that account. And in fact, the interest that accrues on those funds stays in the account. There are no administrative fees taken out of any of those funds to pay administrative expenses.
But it's not where the money is banked. It's the impact it has on the community. So if these monies are used for general purposes, it's regarded as a tax. And by analogy, if there's a police fund and the monies are used for the police who benefit the community, why wouldn't it be a tax? Or if the monies are used for all parks, why wouldn't it be a tax?
The funds are used only for capital improvements. Not used, the funds are used to accommodate the strain, the demands placed upon the infrastructure of the township, placed upon it by the growth in the township.
Well, how does that make a difference whether it's used for police cars or used for policemen's salaries? How what's the difference?
Well, there's a difference between what's a capital expenditure and an expense or something coming out of the general fund of the township. These funds, these impact fees are not placed in the general fund.
Okay, so how are they spent? How's the police? You've got a fire fund and a police fund. So let's deal with those.
Okay.
How's that money spent?
That money is spent. That there's a formula in the impact fee study. And I believe a question was asked earlier. I'm going to come back to your question. It is in the record at S, at the supplement at 63. When the, based upon population growth, there are arithmetic formulas in the plan that indicate that based upon a given structure or say a detached structure that's going to have so many people living in that structure, they place such and such a demand on.
Yeah, that wasn't my question. How's the money spent? You're telling us it's not a tax. How are you spending the money that's in that fund?
How is it spent? It's spent to increase the size of the structure. That as the
how you spend the police money, the police fund,
police cars, police station, capital improvements that.
So they build a new police station.
When the need arises, yes.
All right. So, but you can spend it on cars.
Pardon me?
Can you spend it on police cars?
I believe so. Yes, sir.
And what about fire? Fire trucks?
Fire trucks, firehouses. At this point, there are two firehouses within Hamilton Township.
Right, and roads. The road fee. How can that be spent?
There is, within the township, there was a thoroughfare plan study that was conducted. The major arterial system.
Yeah, I am not interested in studies. How can you spend the money?
Well. This is part of the answer in that depending upon the improvement or the impact generating development depends whether or not how the money is spent. If the new development it's spent on the existing roads to accommodate the new structure.
So if the builder puts in roads and the township doesn't, then they still pay the fee for the new roads?
They pay the fee, but depending upon what roads are impacted. If the roads that the builder puts in are only as a result of the structures that he's putting in, there is no credit. If the structure he puts in infringes, if he has to modify other roads, because of the structure that potentially affect everyone others, then he does get a credit, and that is laid out in the impact fee study.
Okay,
Council, if you're right that this is not a tax, I don't know what the growth is in this township, but let's take a place where we know there's tremendous growth, north of Columbus, in Delaware County. They have the Olentangy School District. They can't build school buildings fast enough because of the homes that are being built there. Why couldn't the school district say, we're going to have a school district impact fee for every new home that's being built here? We're having to build a new building a year or two new buildings a year. So every residential unit is going to have an impact fee of $20,000 or $30,000 because of the impact on the schools. And isn't that essentially saying to everybody who already lives there, you're okay because you had your little piece of heaven before we put these impact fees on, but anybody coming in new, instead of all of the taxpayers paying for the facilities that are needed to operate our community, it's going to be paid just by the folks who are coming in new.
I believe, let me answer the first part of your question first concerning school districts vis-a-vis limited home rule townships. We're dealing with two separate legal entities. We're dealing with different powers afforded.
I understand that.
To say that a school district necessarily might be able to do that, I'm not prepared to answer that.
But it's the same theory. It'd be the same theory. I mean, the impact there is far more noticeable and dramatic because the roads are already there. Yeah, it takes longer to get to work because there are more cars from more houses, but you don't necessarily have to build a lot of new roads to accommodate all of that. Everybody's just got to suffer with bad bad traffic.
It certainly
But you sure have to build new schools.
What it does demonstrate, it certainly demonstrates the need for a mechanism to fund the growth, whether it be a school
district.
Well, that's
what taxes are for, isn't it?
But the impact fee is not a tax. And the money that taxes are used for go to other things in addition, separate and apart from what the impact fee doesn't pay salaries, it doesn't pay teachers, it doesn't pay police officers. It's purely for the capital structure. If you want to view it as kind of an injection to keep the level, keep the field the same, that the money that comes in to fund capital projects from...
That's traditionally how we've built roads, how we've built fire stations. Any capital improvement you want to talk about that's put up by the government has been done by taxation rather than impact fees.
Your Honor, but it, from an empirical standpoint, it may suggest that those methods that have been employed in the past have not really worked. That the impact fee be it viewed as a new mechanism to fund the capital structure, of, in this case, of Hamilton Township, accommodate the new growth.
When you say they don't work, you mean universal taxes don't work, or you mean you can't get the public to vote for them?
Well, I mean, it's probably a combination of both. Look at funding for the school systems in Ohio. I mean,
taxes do work. It's just it's hard to get voters to approve them, right?
Well, I suppose that's probably could go on with a philosophical debate as to exactly how they work.
Council, let me bring you back to where you started, and that was to point out some distinctions between a fee and a tax. And you got as far as the separate repository for these dollars for the specific use of fire, police, roads, and parks. Now, what are your other arguments as to why this is a fee and the fee is not a tax?
Chief Justice, backing up just that the township, in order to recognizing that this was coming, commissioned an expert to put together this impact fee analysis. And that's, I guess that's the starting point, is that that's not normally done with taxes. The impact fees collected do not go into a general fund. I mentioned that the interest stays in the account. There are no administrative fees that are taken from this to pay anything. They stay in the account for the capital improvements. If the fees remain in this account for a certain length of time and they are not used, they are refunded.
How many times has that happened?
Your Honor, that's a good question. But the fact is, opposing counsel is correct that at this point the township has collected fees, but they are in an escrow account pending the outcome of the
litigation. So none of it's been spent?
None of it has been spent.
You haven't bought a police car, you haven't improved a building, you haven't bought a radio system, you haven't done anything with this money?
That's my understanding. Correct, Your Honor.
Okay.
So
how long have you been collecting these fees?
The resolution was passed in, I believe, May of 2007. The fee was implemented gradually over, I believe, 18 months, so that only, say, in 2007, only a partial fee. In 2008, if I'm not mistaken.
So those fees haven't been used in 3 years. Are they returning them?
Not yet, no.
But there's a whole pot of money sitting in those accounts that need to go back to because they haven't been used in the 3 years?
Correct. I mean, there's money that's been set aside in each of the four accounts that has not been used. The reason being is that it's in an escrow account. Reason being until the outcome of this litigation,
But even if we decide in your favor, then you have to carve out the money that's been sitting there for 3 years unused and give it back to the.
No. Actually, I believe how the resolution reads is that it's to be used within 3 years, but if it isn't, or the project is to be started within 3 years of the payment, and that if it hasn't been used within 7 years, then I believe it's refunded.
Mr. Weisenfelder, are there any other townships other than Hamilton Township that have implemented this type of impact fee, to your knowledge?
Your Honor, we're not aware of any other township that has implemented an impact fee. You know, we've heard that there are are other limited home rule townships that are kind of sitting on the sidelines to see what happens here.
Of course.
Thank you.
If I have one, there is one other note with regard to Chief Justice's question, distinguishing this as a, or making this a fee and not a tax, that the administrator, the fee administrator annually makes a proposal to the Hamilton Township trustees as to how the funds are to be spent in the next annual or fiscal year. So that's another attribute that of this fee that, sets it aside from not being a tax.
And are they mandated to follow the administrator's direction on how this fee will be utilized?
Chief Justice, I believe the structure is that the administrator makes a proposal. It's presented to the township trustees,
or yeah,
and then they are free, I mean, to come up with a compromise or agree to it through the legislative process.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, the last thing I would ask that the court affirm the decision of the Court of Appeals. Thank you very
much.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Your Honors. What makes this impact fee a tax is the way it's used. And I think we've hit the nail on the head with several questions. Mr. Smith, who lives on Main Street and has a lot next to him, he's been in the community for years, all of a sudden decides to build his daughter a house next door. He has to go in for that one house and pay $6,250, even though he's already been paying all the statutory taxes for police, roads, fire, and parks. All his life, he's paid under Chapter 5 of the Ohio Revised Code, all the things that are allowed to fund police, roads, parks, and
that's
fire.
That's a very narrow, sympathetic argument. What about the developer that comes in then on a plot of land and builds 200 homes?
Well, I mean, it's the same thing. It's a double tax, no question about it.
And how does the township serve those new 200 homes?
Well, they can serve them through the statute. I mean, they are not a municipality. That's why the legislature has townships over here, even a limited home rule, and municipalities over here. Municipalities can tax, townships can't. And they have the mechanism in the statute to fund police, roads, parks, and fire. And Mr. Miller indicated they can do user fees, they can file the statute, they can do whatever they want. But they can't double tax people just because they decided to move to Hamilton Township and call it an impact fee.
Thank
you. Simply not.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We will take the matter under advisement and you will be notified of our decision. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Marshall, will you adjourn court?
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of the Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio now stands adjourned.